As I promised, we are speaking to Pastor Tizani. Pastor, hey, good morning to you. Sibonge, for taking the time. We're talking about church and how perhaps even throughout the years of Pastor, I personally have realized sometimes how judgmental churchgoers are. And this stems from an experience that I had yesterday. I've already shared with our listener as to what my experience was. But why do you think, if you do think that, that church has become something that is totally different from lesikhathi mhlambe kusaya bogogo wethu emasontweni?
Shalom, Mama. I'd like to greet you. The Badaleli Bonke. We Friday. Tomorrow, families are getting ready to go to church on Sunday. Church in 2024 is different from the church of Ukoko Wami no Koko Wako. Churches are different. Yeah, there is that shift from then and now. People going to church, not only those you think the a church for church. There's many people at the church, but not for the church.
And so how do we fix this, Pastor? Because you have a person like myself who is actively looking for a church. But if I do go to a church and I feel judged from the minute I walk in, chances are I'm never going to go to that church again. So what is it that we need to do, or perhaps the churchgoers and Christians need to do to change that, so we feel welcomed when we go to these different churches?
All right. First of all, let me apologize to yourself and everybody else about you that have gone to the church and did not receive what they expected from the church. The church is for everybody. It welcomes. It is supposed to welcome everyone going to the church to worship the Lord, to have the time with the Lord. Also, a church is a space where each and every person goes to fix or sort out or to be with you, have a meeting with yourself in the space that is conducive for that. However, from your experience and from other people's experiences, it is not what is supposed to be in the Bafike Bathole esontweni. Bafike Bathole people, I don't know, who are too churchy. As you already said, but as a church, we need to change how we think of Bantu and accept everybody going to the church as they are. Remember, a church is not just a building, but a church is supposed to be constructing people as they come, going back home to have this office within them, so that whatever they do, it also gives to other people next to them.
And I'm so happy that I'm speaking to you, Pastor, because, and I'm not going to say that the same thing happens in your church. Perhaps your church is the exception. But if it does, I do hope that this is something that, a man like you will address, because then niyasixosha man, Pastor, emasontweni, siyadimisela sisuyabona ngifuna kujoyina lisonto bese ke nangifika lapha na I'm met with these stares abantu bakubuke from top to bottom, and it's so uncomfortable. So I'm just hoping that this conversation can perhaps make you see from our perspectives the people who visit to your churches.
Everyone going to church, let us not love that much our pastors to an extent that we want to protect them that much, or protect our churches. We get to a point whereby we only need or want to have a certain people in our church only. The church is for everyone. It's supposed to welcome everybody. And then as a person, you make a choice, a decision that I want to stay here or I do not want to stay here, but not because of what people think or how they look at you or how they talk. When it comes to where to sit and all that. Abantu bayazenza izinto at the end of the day, they themselves, not for the church. They are there to protect izinto zabo that they do at church. So if you go esontweni, you'll find into enjalo, I'll say do not stay, because your spirituality will never grow.
Mm-hmm.
If your inner self is not growing, then you die while you walk. So don't stay in a church like that. I hope amasonto anjalo, they turn to the Lord and start to see things differently.
Okay. Well, Pastor Tizane, thank you so much, Pastor, for taking the time to speak to us so candidly.